Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Happy birthday to John Oates, the great duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates. Number one in 1982 with Maneater. John Oates, the mustachioed one of the, in the partnership. Played guitar, little background vocals. Hall and Oates have sold 40 million records, the third best-selling music duo of all time. John Oates, known as the finisher. Daryl Hall would like just so close to finishing a song, and then John Oates would come and knock things off. Finish it off. John Oates, 72 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by John Tamney. He is director of Freedom Works Center for Economic Freedom. Also editor at Real Clear Markets. His brand new book is out now. When Politicians Panic, the new coronavirus expert opinion at a tragic lapse of reason. John, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take us back to, I guess, about a year ago when COVID was breaking and politicians were trying to figure things out, and how it led to the title of your book, When Politicians Panicked.
Well, yeah, it's a great question because the virus had been spreading for months. We knew from January on, it had been spreading like wildfire throughout China, and we knew from American companies that it wasn't particularly lethal in China, just because they've got major exposure over there, and their workers weren't dying in any major way or anything like that. And so it's very strange. No one expected the reaction that took place in the United States. I think it began with the cancellation of South by Southwest by the mayor of Austin, Texas, that just destroyed all sorts of businesses. That's kind of their Black Friday in some way. And then politicians essentially piled on. They did what no one ever expected they would do. They chose economic contraction as a virus mitigation strategy, even though economic growth has always been the biggest enemy of death and disease. And so it took a lot of people by surprise, and we're still suffering that to this day. Once they took the power away, they never gave it back.
And if the initial decision was essentially crushing an economy, the follow-up decision becomes doubling down by the stimulus packages and throwing taxpayer money around at the economic fallout that resulted from the initial decisions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put it so well. You think about this. The political class from the local on up to national wrecks an economy, basically puts over a quarter of the most dynamic economy on Earth on deep freeze, and then very guilty about their actions, which put tens of millions out of work, millions of businesses either bankrupt or severely impaired. So they extract 2.9 trillion more of wealth first created in the real economy to throw at their heirs. You can't become more mindless than this. You impose command and control in the first place, which naturally fails, and so that you overlay it with $3 trillion more in the way of command and control, delaying recovery even more, but enabling, in a sense, a continuation of the lockdowns that were the obvious problem in the first place.
John Tamney is with us. His new book, When Politicians Panic, the New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. Find it at Amazon.com and elsewhere. Follow John on Twitter, at John Tamney. John, you mentioned that economic growth and prosperity has been an answer to death and disease in the past. Where have we seen that work?
Well, let's go back to the U.S. in the 19th century. If you broke your femur back then, 1 in 3 chances of death. And if you lived, your only option was amputation of the leg. If your hip, dead. When you were born in the 19th century, you had as good of a chance of dying as living. If you got cancer, that was a certain death sentence. But see, most people never got to cancer because tuberculosis and pneumonia killed them first. You see, pneumonia was captain of man's death. Yellow fever was the terror of Western civilization. And so what happened? Why do we not worry about these scenarios anymore? Well, economic growth. People like John D. Rockefeller, in his lifetime alone, he gave away $530 million, $450 million of it to medical science. And so matching massive wealth creation with doctors and scientists, they came up with answers and cures to all of these scenarios that used to kill us. And so it's fascinating and tragic at the same time that when faced with this again, okay, a virus is spreading like wildfire. Politicians, rather than seeing the obvious, that if they're fearful of it, the only answer is freedom. The only answer is the economic growth that, if this virus is a major killer, would produce the resources necessary to fight it. Instead, they just destroy lots of lives and businesses and jobs.
And even looking at our current situation, John, we look like we're going to have another wave here, or another uptick in cases, and people don't seem quite as concerned. And even politicians are saying, you know, we're still going to remove some of the restrictions. Why? Because Operation Warp Speed and the ability of the economy and business to respond and find this vaccine as soon as possible and rush it out and get it in people's arms. That's the answer to reversing those poor decisions that were made 1 year ago.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Could Operation Warp Speed have taken place 100 years ago? No chance, because there hadn't been enough economic growth. There weren't enough companies with the means to basically turn on a dime and start looking for an answer. Now, of course, 100 years ago, there never could have been lockdown. 100 years ago, we would never even have talked about the virus, because let's be clear, it, by the New York Times' own admission, it's mostly been associated with very sick, very old people in nursing homes in a death sentence. And so understand that 100 years ago, medical science hadn't evolved enough. Most people didn't die of old age 100 years ago. Old age death is a very modern concept. So the fact that people were living long enough to be vulnerable to this virus speaks once again to economic growth that has elongated lives in amazing ways.
John Tammy with FreedomWorks, and also the author of the brand new book, When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. Find the book at Amazon. Find John on Twitter at John Tamney. John, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.